We are holding Daf Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. In the middle of Shiloh, where is the Azora? Where is the lavender Torah for the Avera of Shkut Echutz? To take a korban and check it outside. The Torah truth says the Einish, that if you do it, you chayev koris, but does not say clearly the Azora. And that's the klal, you don't get a punishment unless there's an Azora, there's a warning in the Torah. So the Tanya Gemara says, Rovam Rovi answers like this, Kid Rabbi Yoina. Where's the Azora? Like Rabbi Yoina learns out. The Yomar Rabbi Yoina of Yoina says, Asiyo Shom Shom. The Gzeva Shalva of Shom Shom, or Tumsi Rashi, means to say, Mala Halun, just like by Haloi Chut, where you burn the korban outside, Lo Yonash Elim Ken Hizer, by Halo, by burning it outside, both there's a Noinish of a Chiv Chorus, and there's Nazorah, do not do it. Is Avkan, the same thing applies by Shkitas Chut, by the Shkita also, the same Svariz, Lo Yonash Elim Ken Hizer, the Torah did not give the punishment to Chiv Chorus, unless also was considered as if there is the Azara. This is where we learn out the Azara for Shkutechut. Rashi says, what's this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Omakro Shom Tale Oilasecha. They should like burn the korban oil. To Shom Tase, and they should do it to make it. So Iskis Shara Asiyas Lalo. All the other Asiyas of the korban is Hukash, so this avoid of burning it. Mahalo, just like by burning Bachut. No Yonish Alimkin Hizer. The Torah only says the Chiv Korus, because also there's a law not to do it. The law of Shkita, the same thing applies by the Savera of Shkita, the Torah says the Einish, the Chayav Korus, is considered as if there's Nazara. That's the Pasuk of Shom Shom, the Zera Shava, all the halachas that apply to our burning also apply to the other Avodah. The Gemara says, so far, Askechon Nisam, Muktirei Tnim, Shelom Lachut. So the korban, if you made the sheet inside, and then you took the meat outside and burned it outside, so then halo chutz, we have both the azara and the yonish. But how do we know muktarei chutz? If you made the sheet of achutz, true yichayev korus, so that sheet of shem and lachutz minayin, how do we know pshana tanakam of al-mishnah, that even when you make the shchut echutz, and then you make the halo chutz, also yichayev the second korus, or a second korban for the halo, how do we know this? Like, what's Pshan now with Tanakama? When the Mishnah is Machlokes Reb Yosi in the Tanakama, what does Tanakama hold? So my answer is, Amar Rav Tana, the Ramakro, the Pasuk says, Ve'aleihem Tema, and then you should say, means to say, Alas Muchim Teyoma, and the ones that are nearby, it said, Rashi says, Ve'aleihem Tema means, Zeo Tchilas Pashas Halo, this is the beginning of the Pasha of burning the meat, Bachut. And it's right next to the parasha of making a shkita b'chutz. So it means like this, ala rishonim, the mishnah b'shkut echutz. And the first parasha that's talking about, shechting the korban outside b'chutz, that yichayev korus, or b'shkut yichayev the korban, on that goof it says the parasha, to alayim tema, that if now after the shkut echutz, you go ahead and make haloi chutz, you yichayev the second time. If you do it b'shkut echutz, you yichayev the second chatzis. Mask of Rav Rav asked the question. Meek said that the Pasuk say the Aleyim with an ayin, as it said, Mamish goes back before, the Aleyim says, Mask only on what it says right now, the Aleyim means, like on what we're talking about now, on Haloy Chut, and maybe it's not going back to Shut Echut. So here's the Trusha, and what's the true? Ela Radha Kiditana Devarab Yishmael, the Aleyim Tema, what does the Pasuk say the extra Vav? It just should have said, Alayim Tema. What's the Vav? The Alayim Tema? It's Laram Parashias. So it's not just on the word Alayim, with the Yalas, it means just this, what we're talking about now, about Haloi's Chut, but since it says the extra Vav, the Alayim Tema, what's the Ma'ar of the Parashias? That this Parash of Halor is like a continuation of Chut Echut. So in the case where you made a Shechit of Achut on a Korban, and then you go and burn the meat outside, you chai the second Chatis if you do it to Shechit. So Rashi says, Vov here is Mois of Alinyan Rishon, Omar of Aparashias, Leima Shav Shchut Echut, Shalom Bachut of Chayas. Now Rabbi Yechon answers a little bit different and says, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Asiya Havo Havo, I make the Xerah Shavo of Havo Havo, it says Havo by Halo Shchut, and it says Havo by Shchut Echut. Ma'ala Halon Mukhtu Echut, just like the parts of Shchut Echut, she is talking about, so you take the korban alive outside the Beis HaMikdash and you make the shkita outside the kichayim, is afkam the same thing by burning it bachutz, mukta rechutz. We're talking about the same thing where the shkita was done outside, and now you make in a halor outside kichayim for that. Now the Gemara says, maskev lo rav deiva, Rav Deiva has a question on this. On this shkita to say that like kichayim separately for halor rechutz, and even though the shkita was also done bachutz, is so. That's how we learned from Mishnah in Krisis, the beginning of Krisis. That Shloishim v'sheish Krisis Patero, that there are 36 Chayv of Krisis in the Patero, is so really Shloishim v'shev heaven. It should be 37. And then you tell me by a Shchita Kut, and then you make that Lost Kut, Shechayv like two times, then it should be 37, not only 36, it should be 37. The Yikah Hamala v'Hamala. Even though there, Shchutei and Halor is considered like two, but there are two types of Halors. There's one Halor where the Shchita was done to Pnin inside, and then you made Halor outside. That's one Chiyuv Halor, burning the korban outside. Then there's a second case, according to our Tanakhama, where even though the Shchita was done outside, and then you go and burn it outside, you're Chayv for that also. So somehow there are two types of Chayv creatures, by the Halor, so it's not 36. Rather, it should be 37. And the Mordechai Nami Kasha, Kudu Lulu Kasha. So, there's the Kasha, like, what's the big question here? Wasn't the Gemara answer that Mishnah goes according to Yosef Lili? And he taught just says, you put on Mukta Rechut. He taught calls that the Shechita was done outside, and then you make Halor Kut Shepata. So, without the Mishnah says 36. True, it includes both Shechita Kut and Halor Kut, that goes according to Yosef. But maybe the extra law we have now, even where the shechita was done bachut, and then the law yichayiv, and echnami, that's the current Tower Tanakhama, not the current Rabbi Yosi over there. A kopon al gemara says kasha. Now the gemara says, so you heard it now, that's what we have the gemara later that says, hazerek mixas dama bachut. So we'll soon see later that the zrika chut also yichayiv. Not only for shechita and for halor, but even for zrika. If you make a zrika bachut, you also chayiv. How much of a zrika do you have to do? Well, I've got you have to make a zrika in all the dam. Well, I've later that has zervik nixas damin. You just make a zrika in part of the damin, but chut yos the chayiv. The question is, minolan, how do we know this you say that even like with one zrika, but chut yichayiv? And what it says, naftali, we learned this out, vidatanya, like we learned. The posik says, dam yichoshif. An extra posik is, l'rabi fa zervik, divi rabbi yishmel. Teachers, that's a zrika chut yichayiv. So Rashi learns the most kasha milolon is bichlal. How do we know taki yichayiv for zrika chutz? So far we only had sukkah mashchita and halor. How do we know bichlal to make a zrika chutz yichayiv? So Rashi from this post it says dam yichoshev dam shofech is l'rab that comes to include es azurik. Like he says navahay kruv b'shchute chutz tivi. This is a post about shchute chutz, and it says dam yichoshev dam shofech. Come teach us that is also a chizuk choris. They make a zrika bachut. That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Where the Kiva of Makiva says, the Pasuk says, Oy Zevach. Rashi says, Ksiv Gabi Halor. By the Pasha of burning bachut, it says, Oy, the Rabbi says, Azarek, here's the Diak. Oy Zevach, the extra word Oy, that the Kiva says, after the Marabo, the Rabbi says, Azarek, they make a zrika bachut bichayiv. Mur says now, Rabbi Shmuel, like, what does he need the Pasuk of Dan Yechoshev? Why does he learn out from the word Oy? Rabbi Shmuel, hi, oy zevach my overlay. What does he do with the extra oy? His lachanik comes to tell us lachanik. Rashi says, like the late time, do not say, ah, the masik oyla uslamin. Like maybe yoni chayz if you mal, if you burn both, a korban oyla and a korban shlamin. How do I know to say a chayz each one separately? That's the word oy is lachanik. But not to teach us for zrika chutz. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is the post of Dan Yechoshev for zrika chutz. For Rabbi Akiva, so that he used the word oy to teach us even if Rika Kutz Yechayiv is so lechalak minolin. How do we know lechalak that you don't need two kabonis just for one alone Yechayiv? Now after lay, milay yivienu, it says lo yivienu, as he says, mash mechad, that you do not bring even one carbon inside, but instead you brought it outside for that Yechayiv. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with the word milay yivienu? For according to Rabbi Shmuel, he has the word oy lechalak. What do I need lo yivienu for? Well, who me boy, let's teach us like this. al hashalein hu chayif, that you smell yoni chayif if you burn the whole animal bachut. But the yeno chayif al achoser, if you only burn part of it, you're not chayif. You only chayif if you burn the whole thing. Hashem says yeno chayif al achoser kam and pligi bo. Hikol man diyom al eiv achoser, man diyom al beima chaseira. Hachiyala kol abeima. We'll soon see later what it means. There's a start to say that you only chayif for halois chut. When you burn the meat outside, if you burn the whole animal, but if you don't missing part of it, you potter. How do we know this? From this pasuk of Alei Yivieno Mash Mishalim, that Ala Shalom Uchayim Veinuchayim Ala Chosim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel dashes with this. He has the word Oy Lechalik, and therefore this pasuk it teaches us Yichayim only on the whole thing. We have the key so how does he know this? You say he needs this pasuk. He needs Alei Yivieno to teach us Yichayim on one separately. But maybe even part of it. How do you know it has to be the whole korban? So naturally he learned it out. Milasas oisai. Milasas oisai is mashma. She says sholim mashma, that you bring this whole korban outside. That's when it's nisa shut haloi chutz. So if you just burn part of it outside in a chnami, then you'd be potter. Now the most advice of Rabbi Yishmael, that was indeed the second pasuk for milasas oisai for. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you have read him loy v'yenu. Someone says, Chad le muktere pnim, shechos lo vehema bachutz. One case is you made shechitas pnim, and then you took only part of the meat outside that you put up. So Chad le muktere chutz, even in the case you made the shechitas pnim, we made the shechita bachutz, and then you made a law bachutz also, yoni chayi shechos, yoni chayi vivit sholim, not a bit shechosa. Again, that says the chav la mukti rechutz, where the shechit was done bachutz, shechos to the hem of bachutz, and then you only took part of it and burned it outside. So there also you potter. The shechit for yoni chayiv in both cases, where you made a complete halor. So the Gemara I've got time you learned, where the Yishmol and the Yishmol says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, mukti rechinim, shechos to the hem of bachutz chayiv, I would have thought to say, in the case you made a shechit to pinim, and then you took it and outside and burnt it up. I was supposed to say Yechayiv. Talmud Lem, the pasuk says, "Lastly, say no, Allah Shalom Chayiv. Then Yechayiv al Chosam. That Yoni Chayiv if you burn the whole thing outside and not only part of it. That's the Bishmol Drosha. He's going on Muktrei Pinim. For the Kiva, Muktrei Pinim Shechos Vedele Bachut Chayiv and Echnami. For the Kiva tackles you are Chayiv. In the case of Muktrei Pinim, where you made the Shechita inside. And then you just took part of the meat and burned it outside, according to the Kiva Yechayis. So Rashi learns, that's what the Gemara says, Votanya, it's been a chusa. We're not asking a question right now. So according to the Shmuel, it's very good that the Shmuel holds, even though the Shechita was done in the Pnim, but now you make the Aloy of Chutz, you only chayiv if it's a Sholein, not if it's a chusa. And now this type of the Kiva argues, that the Kiva holds no, that in the case where it was a Muktere Pnim, where the Shechita was done inside the Beis Hamikdash, and then you made the law, Sachut, you'd be chayiv even though it's only partial, not so thing. Said the Gemara of Sov, Rabbi Kiva, Hai Dam Yechoshev, Ma Yavalei. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the Pasuk? Dam Yechoshev. So this is going back to the beginning of the Sugya. So we said, how do we know that Zerika Chut is chayiv? So Rabbi Shmuel said from the Pasuk of Dam Yechoshev. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, we're enough in the Pasuk of Oy Zevach, text the word Oy, the Rabbi Zerik. Now the Gemara is according to Rabbi Kiva, Haidam Yechoshev Mayovalei. What does he do with the extra word Dam Yechoshev? He does not need it for Zerika Chutz. So what does he do with the Pasuk? The Gemara says, it comes from Rabbis, Shechita Seif, Chamsi Mabo, Shechita Bainoif. That not only a Shechita by the Hema Yechai Bachutz, but Dam Yechoshev is even a Shechita on the Oif. An Oif that's a Korban, you make the Shechita outside, you also chai the Shechita Chutz. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael, how does he know this? Now, he learns it out, Meyoyasha Yishchus, the word Oy is Marvam, even an Oif, Bachutz. For the Kiva, Mechel Kiva says, Haumi Boylei ala Sheikhit Huchayiv, Volei ala Moylek. That's what the Pasuk says, Oyasha Yishchus, that's the Chiddush. That there's a Lacham of Oif Bachutz Yechayiv, don't make a mistake and think to say, Yechayiv, if you make a Malika Bachutz? No. If you make a Malika Bachutz, you take a Potter. Yoni chayiv if you make a shechita bachutz. That's the pasuk of Me'oyasha Yishchit. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, how does he know this? Rabbi Shimon Afkalei, Mizeh HaDavo, from the word Zeh HaDavo. And as you learn to tell me, learn like this. The Pasuk says, Ashe Yishchit, Yizayim Le'yem L'Sheichet Behemah. How only if you make a Shita Chutz on a Behemah, I would have thought to say, that's when you Chayef Chorus. What's going to be Shoch HaTayf Minolun? How do I know to say, even if you Shecht an Oif, Ba'achut, or if you Chayef, Tam Lema, this the Pasuk says, Oy Ashe Yishchit, Shemar, even a knife, on a knife also you Chayef. And so Yochel, I would have thought to say, Af HaMelech, maybe even if you make a Malika Ba'achut, also you Chayef. And really the dinner was referred that way. Ma shchita. Ma tech shchita by an oif, by a korban of an oif. And bein derech ach shere b'chnim. That's not the way you do it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Inside the Azor you have to make a malika, not a shchita. Still you're telling me chayiz, if you do a shchita b'chut, you chayiz, and so malika, to make a malika b'chut, the chura shederech ach shere b'chnim, that's the normal way to do it inside, is to do it through a malika. The Chorein Adin isn't the far to say Shuchayiv, that you should be Chayiv on a Malika Kutz. So how do I know to say Yipotah? On this Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Zeh HaDava, Zeh HaDava Mashm only this way, only for Shchita Kutz by Yichayiv, and not for something else, not for Malika Kutz. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Dashins, that only a Shchuta Kutz on a Malika Kutz, and not a Malika Kutz. Now I must say, Rabbi Kiva will say like this, or when we boil this, I need like Zayra Shava. In other words, what does the Kiva need the word Zayadova? According to him, we read Dashan before that when the word Oyash are Yishchait, that Yoni Chai is the Shchit and not from Malika. So what does the Kiva do with the word Zayadova? So when it says, or when we boil this, I need like Zayra Shava, like Zayra Shava. So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Yesh Mech and Barbasra, and the Gemara in Adorim explains what Zayra Shava needs it for. Kitch is not extra, it's words Zehadov is used for Xavier Shava. Now the Gemara says, for all that's now, that's what we learned, that HaKleimet V'HaMekabu Domnim B'Chutz Potter. If the Kohen makes the Kemitza, he takes the Mincha outside and it makes the Kemitza, or else the Kohen makes the Kabbalah Saddam outside the Beis Midrash, Potter is not Chayav Koresh. Mashmah Yoni Chayav on Shchita on Halo and Zrika, but not on the Kabbalah. So how do we know this? So Mari asks, what do you mean, how do you know this? Well, Me'echi Teisa D'chayiv, what's the happening to say that D'chayiv? The Potsuk only says these three things, and not more. So Mari says, yes, Minasor, I would have learned it out. Teisa Mishchita, let's learn out, Kabbalah Satan from Shchita, just like Shchita Yishchayiv Bechut, who did Kabbalah. So Mari says, no, Mal the Shchita, I'll tell you something special about Shchita, Shekein Yishchelis, Shlemi Eichlin B'Tesach. By carbon test, there's a special lochom that you have to shecht it almanas that people can eat from it. And if you shecht it for a person that cannot eat from it, that's a psul mishchita. So you see, in the carbon test, the shchita has special lochis. So maybe that's why shchita is so choshev, you would do it bechut tichayiv, but maybe you are not tichayiv for kabbalah dam bechut. You cannot learn out kabbalah from shchita. There's no din kabbalah by carbon test that has to be done with Shem Eichlin. Tumas says, okay, good, you can't learn out from Shchita, but learn Kabbalah, taste in Zrika. Learn it out from Zrika Chutz. Just like Yichayiv is Zrika Chutz, who Adin Shiv Yichayiv for Kabbalah Chutz. Tumas says, no, Mal is Zrika, Shekein Zah Chayiv Ula Misa. If the Zah makes the Zrika, he's Chayiv Misa. But Shekein, if the Zah makes the Kabbalah Saddam, true, it's a Postle Avoida, but it's not possible to carve in. He's not Chayiv Misa, though. He sees Zrika as something special that if a Zah does it, he's Chayiv Misa. Maybe that's why Zrika Bachutz is Chayiv. But not a Kabbalah Chutz. Someone says, okay, here enough from one